Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
With Anchorman David Baldorado, day 29 of the government shutdown. So many people being impacted. And the people that matter most in terms of front line are the men and women who serve, active duty in particular. And here's something that surprised me before the government shutdown. 1 in 4 active duty military families experience difficulties putting food on the table. So the ongoing situation has only made it worse. And while many service members received their October 15th paychecks, the next pay period, November 1st, Saturday, remains questionable with rippling effects. And joining us is Shannon Razadin, the CEO of Military Family Advisory Network. Shannon, welcome to KDK.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Let's go back to the statistic that 1 in 4 active duty military families before the shutdown experienced some level of food insecurity. That may shock a lot of people.
It does, and it's something that we found very surprising in our data, and the Pentagon's data reinforced that finding. So a lot of people don't realize that many military families are just living on this bubble of just getting by. And so something like the government shutdown and potential delay in pay is going to have severe consequences for a lot of families.
And as the CEO of Military Family Advisory Network, what is your mission on a daily basis before the shutdown?
Our mission is to make life better for military families. We do that through comprehensive research efforts and designing agile response based on what the research is telling us that military families need.
And as I understand it, about 1% of the population is in active service at any given time, yet the other 99% benefit. It seems kind of upside down to me from the get-go, but now what's the response going to be now that there is, in many cases, an emergency situation?
Military families are understandably nervous, and as an organization with a mission of improving the lives of military families, we couldn't stand by and just wait to see what would happen. And so we have launched emergency grocery support for military families. So far, we've deployed over 5,000 emergency meal kits to feed the family of four for a week. But we had over 50,000 military families apply for this support in the first 72 hours. And so we're counting on Americans who share our belief that military families should not struggle with this most basic need to really lean in and get involved.
So how can we help?
Yeah, so if your listeners could go to combatmilitaryhunger.org, again, that's combatmilitaryhunger.org. We're counting on Americans to join us in donating to this effort. We are standing by. We are ready to deploy more grocery support for families, and we just need the support from listeners and Americans who share this belief to get involved, too.
Now, we have heard rumblings that they're going to try to find a way to make sure that our military men and women get paid. What have you heard? Anything?
We've heard those rumblings too, but we're still waiting to see. And the reality is the military is taught to prepare. prepare for what could be the worst. And so that's the response that we saw from these 50,000 military families who applied for this support. And they're not sure. They're not sure what's going to happen. But also the Guard and Reserve community, they didn't get that mid-month pay. And so they're already falling behind. And so we're leaning in to do everything that we can to meet this moment. And we're hoping that as many people as possible will join us in this.
Well, it's a Herculean effort, and I certainly wish you well and support what you're trying to do. Shannon, thank you for taking time for us here in Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much for having me.
CombatMilitaryHunger.org, Shannon Razadin, CEO of Military Family Advisory Network. Yeah, really surprising to me. Prior to the shutdown, 1 in 4 active duty military families experiencing some level of food insecurity. That shouldn't be. And what about the SNAP benefits? 2 million Pennsylvanians are waiting to hear with the latest on these issues with the shutdown. CBS's Michael George.
Hurricane Melissa has now weakened to a Category 3, but it's plowing full steam.
Hang on, we'll get you the SNAP info.
We are now in day 29 of the government shutdown. More than half of U.S. states are suing the Trump administration for its vow to stop SNAP food assistance this weekend. Vice President J.D. Vance says the White House has found a way to pay members of the military this Friday, while air traffic controllers missed their first paycheck. CBS's Torian Small reports from Washington.
Air traffic controllers faced a grim new reality on Tuesday. They missed their first full paycheck.
We received a partial paycheck about 2 weeks ago. Today we've received zero. It's just a lot of stress.
Union representatives passed out leaflets outside of LAX on Tuesday, urging an end to the shutdown. This comes as more than 24 states announced plans to sue the Trump administration for cutting off SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps, this weekend. The Department of Agriculture said food benefits for 40 million Americans will cease on Saturday if the government doesn't reopen. Democratic lawmakers say the federal government has the money to continue to provide food assistance, but is opting not to.
What President Trump is doing on the hunger issue and on the nutrition issue is immoral. I am the ranking member on the Appropriations Committee, and I promise you that there is funding available to provide SNAP benefits beyond November 1st.
All of this comes as the Senate failed for a 13th time to advance a spending bill to reopen the government as Democrats hold out for extensions to health care subsidies.
Republicans maintain they will not discuss health care until after Democrats vote to reopen the government.
I spoke with the president last night. He's happy to sit down with the Democrats next week to talk about Obamacare. But you can't do that when the government is shut down.
Wednesday will mark 4 full weeks of a government shutdown. Torian Small, CBS News, Washington.
And many people continue to wait. To Myra Rush from our newsroom in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
What is trending, T?
Penny.
Pennies.
Pennies.
Penny for
you. You remember
thoughts.
This song?
Oh, yeah.
So here's a penny for your thoughts. Whoa.
Remember that song?
I yeah. do. I don't remember the artist, though, but I remember
it's
the song.
Tara, I wrote
it's
it.
Tavares.
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 Oh, look at David.
Okay.
David coming on
David,
strong.
David, who told you to jump in this conversation? Stay in the back.
Oh,
no, that's right. No,
David.
I wrote it in there, but I didn't know how to pronounce it. Is it you said Tavares.
Tavares.
Tavares. I remember that. They're old school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that song.
They had a lot of hits on the Saturday Night Live soundtrack.
Oh, well, here we go.
Which was 1976.
I mean, Saturday Night Fever. I said Saturday Night Live, but yes.
76.
77.
You want to go?
No, we already went.
But John Nagle is offering double value gift cards in exchange for pennies this weekend. That is awesome.
So you're
I'm
saying
going.
If I bring 100 pennies.
You can't bring, the minimum is 50.
Minimum.
The minimum is 50. The maximum is 100. So that means you'll get a $200 gift card, which is.
Now wait a minute. $100 or 100 pennies?
100 pennies. Come on.
Well, if you said 100 pennies.
100 pennies.
You'll get a $2 right?
Wait. Yeah. Wait.
Yes, David.
They'll give you up to $100. If you bring in up to $100, that's right.
$100. Yeah.
But 50, but a minimum of 50 cents, because they don't want people coming in with 3 cents and saying, yes. Oh, give me a gift card for 6 cents.
Okay. So if I have 1,000 pennies is the max, is what you're saying, because that's $100.
I've got to do the math on my head, but yes, I guess that's right.
Yes.
Well, a hundred pennies makes a dollar.
Right.
Right. Right.
For $100, then that's 1,000 pennies.
For example, if you take $10 worth of pennies to Giant Eagle, you'll receive a $20 gift card.
Thank you.
That's what we were all trying to say. We were trying to get there.
I got you.
But I'm going. I have a ton of pennies. I have one of those water jugs, those old school water jugs. Remember, Larry?
I do.
The big water jugs we used to put pennies in those. I have one of those. So I'm going to take out and distribute.
And this is Saturday at any Giant Eagle.
From 11 to 4 on Saturday. It is.
They're going to be swamped.
I'm going to distribute them to people who I know that, you know, need some assistance for Thanksgiving.
Very nice.
I'm nice sometimes. Not all the time.
Oh.
I'm telling them now, you owe me.
I'm not saying.
I'm going to tell them, now you know you owe me. That's what I'm going to tell them. So, you know, take this gift card and you owe me.
No, you got to give without expecting anything in return.
Oh, I'm not that nice. You work with me for a very long time.
That's a
you
qualifier. Know I'm not that.
Well, yeah, but then you go to Halloween candy is crazy. They say because of the cocoa.
I noticed chocolate prices have skyrocketed.
Listen.
Because of the cocoa.
Oh, yeah.
Loco Coco.
So I don't know if people's really giving out candy. Are you giving out candy, Larry?
Yeah.
Bite size. You got it. You can. Get the candy for the kids. You make a lot of money, so you can hand it out for the kids.
Oh, is that right?
I'm just saying, there's some people, a box of, you know, those regular boxes of chips, the little snack bags of chips, like $25.
Why would you give out bags of chips? Because they get crushed in the candy bag.
But because maybe I don't want the kids to eat all the candy.
Why don't you give out toast?
Oh, my God. What is the craziest thing you received during Halloween when you were a kid? Do you remember?
We were told, you know, don't eat apples because
they had razor blades in them. And I was like, okay.
I never heard of one ever. But yeah, stuff like fresh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Fruit. No, just make it candy.
Yeah.
Don't be cute.
People used to give out, the stickers that you would use.
My brother
stickers.
Was a dentist. He gave out toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes. That was horrible. That was painful. Somebody could throw it away on the way. Come walking back home. Throw it away. Colin said yesterday, someone in his neighborhood or where he grew up, I believe, gave out rosary beads. I remember that.
Well, not everybody is aligned with just doing Halloween. They got to make it some religious thing, too.
Yeah.
Well, because it's Hallows Eve, you know, and then the next day is All Saints Day.
Right. Right. So there's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, toothbrushes and all of those things. It was like, why do you get pennies in your bag? We didn't have bags.
Well, so. This Friday, you can give bags of pennies, and then they could go to Giant Eagle and double their money.
Listen! See what happens when you're trending? Listen, that is a great idea. Get them in the rolls. I'm wondering if you have to have them in rolls, or maybe you can just take them and put them in their
machine. Well, they get a machine now that counts them.
But it may make it go faster for people if they have them already rolled, right? Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
So you could drop in some pennies in their.
Put 100 pennies in a little sandwich bag.
Yes.
And then say, here, this is $2.
Yeah, hey, you
but
never
you got to have at least.
But that means you could take it to Giant Eagle and the kids can get something, whatever they want. You know what I mean? I think it's good. What say you?
I'm in. Anything else?
It's rutting season.
Oh, go ahead.
Rutting season with the deer, so be careful. With daylight savings and everything is.
It's the rut, they call it.
It's the rutting season.
The male and female deer are...
They doing their thing.
Be careful out there. It's a nightmare. I saw a buck this morning.
They may be off their game because of...
Had a gold chain on. Thank you, T.
You're welcome.
It's trending. It's deer mating season.
People are driving.
It seems like no matter who you talk to, the talk is about money. Budgets. No budget. Budget impasse, shutdown of our federal government. The state of Pennsylvania still arguing 101 plus days without a budget, Aaron. Do you have a budget at home, you and your husband, Vinny? Do you have
sure
a household
do.
Budget?
Yeah. I think budgets are good. We need them.
Yeah, if people could stick to them. That's
right.
The problem. And for the city of Pittsburgh, that's a big deal. And the controller for the city, Rachel Heisler, released last week some projections for the city. For instance, could spend nearly $20 million more this year on overtime and holiday wages than it planned for. So how do you deal with that? We appreciate City Councilman Bob Charlin joining us, who represents in part the South Side. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm good. So people understand, even in city government, there are three branches, if you will. You have the mayor's office, you have city council, and then you have the controller's office. So as one of the council men, in this case, what's your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, this is not something new to any of us at city council. I want to thank Controller Heisler. She has been a phenomenal partner for us, kind of keeping an eye on where we are in the budget. You know, as you know, and I'm sure most of your listeners know, the mayor produces a preliminary kind of draft of the budget. Then ultimately council is the body that has the authority to approve the budget. And then it really becomes the mayor's authority to spend the budget. So through the year of 2025, you know, and while the mayor is spending the money, the controller keeps tabs on it. We're seeing that the spending plan that the council approved and the mayor signed off on, last December, that the overtime specifically continues to be something that the administration is spending more than what was allotted. That's largely in public safety, but it's also in our public works departments. And just looking at where we are, like you said, at probably the least rosy projection, we're looking close to $20 million in overtime overages. Realistically, knowing that, you know, we're not you don't spend as much overtime in certain times of the year as you do in others. We're probably a little bit less than that, but we're definitely going to be above 16 million, 17 million, probably somewhere in that range, coming by the end of the year here.
It obviously is and sounds like a lot of money, but compared to the overall budget, I understand percentage-wise, it's not as high as people, would think it would be. And part of the problem, obviously, is having a challenge to attract new police officers in the case for that department. So you have to go to overtime in many cases just to cover the basics. Is that correct?
Yeah. It might not seem like it's that much, but keep in mind that we're already dipping into our rainy day account. So, when the city was getting out of state oversight and out of the conservatorship that we were in, we built up a pretty decent reserve. This budget, and we continue to be looking to spend down that reserve, which is just not a way to run the municipal corporation. We need to be building that money up, making sure that we have that. We actually grow interest on the money that we have in reserve. And instead, we're spending that down. It looks, as we're projected, and tough to say exactly how this will work, but we would be out of that reserve by 2030, which, would be devastating for the city. So that 20 million isn't a huge percentage of our budget, but also keep in mind that 20 million is what we should be investing in our vehicle fleet, which is our other major liability here in the city, that we don't have the trucks to do the work. We don't have, we've ambulances breaking down. We don't have, the appropriate apparatus on fire trucks. Our snowplow fleet is depleted to a point that we need to be renting vehicles. So, we really can't downplay what percentage of overtime we're looking at here. And to your other point, yes, we absolutely do need to be recruiting more officers. And I do commend the folks at Public Safety and the folks that work in the police department that have been, we believe we're going to be putting on our largest police class, seeing more officers come, but we're also seeing more officers leave. And when you think about what that means for the draft and what that means for just general public safety events next year, we need to see more and more officers and more and more aggressive recruitment tactics to make sure we keep officers in the city of Pittsburgh.
Well, what's interesting is all this is going on. Mayor Ganey will be out of office at the end of the year. You'll have a new mayor. Odds on it will be Corey O'Connor based on historical projections. And it's interesting that he will inherit the issues of the city like Ed Ganey did from Bill Peduto. In the meantime, city council is there. So I appreciate the update. How's the south side, by the way? Things settling down? You got that under control?
Well, we're working on it. I don't think we'll ever do a mission accomplished in Southside. We're continuing to work at it. We've got a couple new businesses that we're able to open up over the last couple weeks, and a couple more projected in the future here. That really is going to be the thing that helps us. We have a phenomenal business district manager in Susan Anderson, who is continuing to attract more businesses. We just had an expansion of Sushi Tomo on East Carson Street, which we're all very excited about. There's this new place called Vinegar Syndrome that opened up, which is showing kind of cult classic B-rate movies from the past that they just had a ribbon cutting. They're attracting a whole bunch of additional foot traffic and new customers to the district here. So it's an exciting time to be representing the South Side. Again, we know that public safety is a crucial step of this stool here that we need to be continuing to work on. Our Southside Entertainment Patrol continues to, be very vigilant and works really hard throughout the, you know, the entertainment times of the weekend, but we're excited and we're pretty bullish about what the future of Southside looks like. But, you know, to say that it's something we've accomplished or anything, I don't think that we'll get to that day. It's something that will constantly need to be working at here.
Bob, appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Good luck. Pittsburgh City Councilman Bob Charlin representing the South Side. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville, here's Eyes on You, Ellen.
Yes, we're trying anyway. There's a lot to keep track of for the Wednesday morning commute. Lots of delays. Southbound Route 8, for example, trying to make your way to 28 is clogged most of the way between Saxonburg Boulevard and Katanning Street as you try to get down to 28 proper. That is slow in the Aetna Bypass and then again down by the 31st Street Bridge. Lots of heavy traffic on the North Shore Expressway right now between the West End Bridge and the Fort Duquesne Bridge and then passing the Fort Duquesne Bridge merge point over toward 28 and 279. Parkway West inbound is heavy in both directions at the top of Green Tree Hill. And then again on the outbound ride headed toward the airport in the western suburbs, you have clogged up traffic with that stepping on the brakes happening through the I-79 interchange. Parkway East on the inbound commute has delays for you at Wilkinsburg. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:55. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Ed AccuWeather says increasing cloudiness. A little rain expected this afternoon. Coming up from the southwest, 55 the high, 44 tonight, so not quite as cold. Periods of rain, and that's because we got a little flow from the warmer section of the country, but it's not going to get much above the 50s tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Highs projected all 4 days at 53 degrees. 38, the airport now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.